there are measures such as continued health care changes and a wage freeze that from a financial perspective not only help balance the budget in 2015, but promise savings in future years. And there's continued general progress in terms of eroding a serious structural deficit.
What is meant by structural deficit?
In layman's terms, a structural deficit occurs when you have expenditure pressures that are often fixed that are growing at a more rapid rate than your revenue streams. It's your pension fund contribution. It's debt service obligations that you have. To the extent that those are growing, do your revenue streams have the capacity to keep pace? In the case of Milwaukee County, the county is so dependent upon state revenue on the one hand and then property tax revenue, which is limited by the state, on the other, that it is difficult for those streams to keep pace.
When it comes to the wage freeze and the increased health care costs borne by employees, is that not a wage cut then for workers in Milwaukee County?
Bottom line is, yes, the average county employee will see his or her compensation reduced as the result of the fact that their wages will not be going up and they will be required to pay more for their health care premiums. Now, there are some classifications of positions for which that's not true, and it depends on your individual health care circumstances, but generally speaking, that's the case.
Where is the county budget leading, do you think? Is it getting to a point where there might be some danger that you're simply expecting too few to perform too many tasks and stay viable?
It's a concern, and it's not a new concern. It's been there for Milwaukee County for quite some time. Again, on the one hand, when you look at the big budget-cutting options available to the county, and when you look at where their cost pressures are, it is hard to escape the determination that you have to do something to control your salaries and even more so to control your health care costs and your pension obligations. The problem is that while now there is the ability to do that as a result of Act 10, and while that has been done to a large degree by the county and by virtually all local governments across the state, can it be your primary budget-cutting tool year after year? It is worth noting that this is the fourth consecutive year that most county employees will see a reduction in their net compensation if this budget is adopted.
County governments exist as an extension of the state government. Does the state have a responsibility to make sure that counties then are able to sustain themselves economically?
That's the decades-long debate and battle. I think if you talk to most county officials, you will hear that the feeling is that there are certain mandated responsibilities that state government hands down to counties, and that the inflationary costs associated with those responsibilities should be the obligation of the state of Wisconsin to fund. Again, there are some state revenue streams that have increased over the years. There are other major state revenue streams, such as the state shared revenue program, that really hasn't. It's an issue. It puts county fiscal officials in a box because, again, they are very dependent upon those revenue streams, and to the extent that they're flat, it means that something has to be cut every year, and that's been the struggle really for the past 15 to 20 years for the county.
Rob Henkin is president of the Public Policy Forum. As always, thanks for your input.
Well, thanks for having me.